Now I would like to introduce Kirill Dmitriev, Chief Executive Officer of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, or the RDIF. Mr. Kirill, thank you very much for joining us. My first question to you is, you have heard of news of a new variant, which is a variant under monitoring. Now, this is a matter of serious concern. Very little is known about this new variant just yet. But would you like to tell us about the vaccine? This is, of course, the Sputnik vaccine that we are talking about. While the governments are talking about greater screening of international passengers, there seems to be a variant of under monitoring in six African countries. Is Sputnik capable of dealing with this new variation, or is this too early to be able to come to that conclusion?
Well, I think it will take us 2-3 weeks to know for sure, because this variant indeed has 24 mutations. So this is a very large number of mutations. But so far, Sputnik showed that it deals with new mutations incredibly well. So we had 91% efficacy against infection for the original strain of the virus. We then have 83% efficacy against Delta variant, and all of the new mutations that came in the meantime, Sputnik is able to neutralize very efficiently. But of course, we need to take 2-3 weeks to study this new variant. We already are in discussions to be able to produce a new variant of Sputnik vaccine in case it's needed. So far, we didn't have a need to do so because Sputnik has been very efficient to fight all of the existing and emerging mutations.
Mr. Dmitriev, see, the thing is that, and this was public knowledge, known and not hidden from anyone, spoken by doctors across the globe, that the virus mutates. It keeps changing. There will be new variants. And vaccines also tend to keep up or factor in that there will be mutations. I want to know from you another question. You know, I have another question for you. The point is, immunity from these vaccines tends to dip after a few months or years. It has a shelf life. Do you think that countries must experiment or at least open up to the idea of giving booster shots? What would you recommend with your vaccine?
Yes, so definitely we see the duration of vaccine protection is very important. And frankly, it's one of the key issues right now. And what you see, lots of cases in Europe, in the US, because mRNA vaccines have shown to be declining in efficacy in 5 months. So Pfizer showed that after 5 months, it's efficient only 47%. Adenoviral vaccines, such as Sputnik, such as AstraZeneca, Covishield, have shown to last longer. And we actually believe, and very important data came from San Marino, that Sputnik is 80% efficient 6 to 8 months after vaccination in San Marino versus less than 30% efficacy of Pfizer 6 to 8 months. But what we really recommend is, you know, do take booster shots and also have a combination of different vaccines. We were the first to try AstraZeneca-Sputnik combination, and we believe that Covishield and Sputnik combination will work very well. So going forward, we believe it's different booster shots for different vaccines can provide for longer and stronger immunity. We have tested this in Argentina. We have tested this in many markets, and we see that if you have combination of vaccines, it works better than just the same vaccine over and over again.
No, but Mr. Dmitriev, I remember having interviewed you earlier where you said the exact same thing, that you're trying out mixing vaccines, and you've said that you've done the test. But obviously, in the context of countries have their own regulators and they have their own understanding on whether this is an advisable thing to do or not. In India, for instance, neither does the government recommend mixing of vaccines, nor does it recommend as of this moment going for booster shots. I want to know from you your experience of your vaccine. In how much period is a person ideally supposed to go for a booster shot or a next shot of the Sputnik vaccine?
So, first of all, we registered as universal booster shots in many countries. So, for example, Philippines accepts Sputnik Lite as a booster shot for all of the other vaccines. And this is the case with more than 20 countries around the world. So we believe booster shots for sure will come to India. And this is very important. And by the way, India has done tremendously successful job in fighting the virus. But just recently, you saw some of the breakout cases. And I think, you know, after 6, 8, 12 months some of the vaccine efficacy wanes. Sputnik experience that you typically need a booster shot every 12 months. But different countries decide to sometimes have booster shots in 6 months intervals at the time of high pandemic risk. So I think 6 to 12 months is where the time.
But you know, Mr. Dmitriev, 6 to 12 months means a massive gap of 6 months. Would you or would you not agree that we do not have the requisite science to suggest for booster shots? Because the period that you are giving is very, very long.
Yeah, well, first of all, you see that US and Europe definitely need booster shots for mRNA vaccines. And data there is very strong. 5 months, efficacy less than 50%. They need a booster shot. Hopefully they'll get a booster shot of adenoviral vaccine because it will last longer. But our experience is that between Sputnik shots, it's okay to have 12 months gap. But at the time of high pandemic risk, new variants, new mutations, this time can be shortened to 6 months between the shots. But it's up to Indian government to decide. Absolutely. I think what's key is that Sputnik Lite, we believe, will be accepted by Indian regulator already in the next 2 weeks. It will become the first one-shot vaccine in India and really a made-in-India product because Serum Institute, Hetero and other producers will be producing. So I think by the time Indian government decides on boosters, whether to use them or not, it will have another tool in its arsenal, which is one-shot Sputnik Lite that can be used as a standalone vaccine and as a successful booster.
Now, one of the things that the Indian government says, Mr. Dmitriev, is that there is not enough science available for us to come to the conclusion that booster shots may work. Now, I'm sure as an international manufacturer of a vaccine, you must have come across various global reasoning. Would you like to share some with us what you heard vis-a-vis your vaccine and the need for a booster shot?
Yeah, so basically, again, there are different trials. And Dr. Reddy, our great partner in India, I think will also be doing a trial in India for booster shot of Sputnik Lite. And by the way, we've done a trial in India of Sputnik V. We now finished very successfully a trial for Sputnik Lite. We'll also do an India trial for adolescent vaccine. So Indian government and Indian regulator can see our results. So far, very important. We believe that Sputnik is one of the longest lasting vaccine in the world. How do we know it? 80% efficacy, 6 to 8 months in San Marino is great data, and we'll be sharing data from Argentina and other countries. So Sputnik, we believe, lasts very well. We also believe Covishield is a good vaccine and also lasts quite well, and they obviously have their own data. But Indian government will make the determination on booster. I think one more data point I'd like to share.
Sure.
Hungary just finished a comparison of 5 different vaccines. And it put Sputnik in the first place after testing on 3.7 million people because Sputnik had the highest protection against death, 98%, and was with Moderna among 2 most efficient vaccines in Hungary. So I think it's very important that Indian regulator gets data from different countries on vaccine duration and vaccine efficacy and makes its own determination. But so far, India has been one of the most successful countries in the world in fighting the virus, in producing more than 1 billion doses of the vaccine. We will use India as a major hub of Sputnik production and 5 manufacturers already producing. So India has done very well. And of course, it's up to India to decide its strategy on booster shots.
Mr. Dmitriev, in conclusion, would you say that not going for a booster shot or delaying is a luxury the world cannot afford and one must consider it as a safe proposition to protect the people?
Well, I think for mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, definitely boosters have to be done right away. And you see it in Europe because it's an mRNA vaccine monopoly and it's failing to protect Europe. So they need boosters for sure. Hmm. I think for Sputnik, we also recommend boosters in some interval. And at the end of the day, we believe that boosters are needed because mutations are happening. And at the end of the day, just with flu, you will have every year vaccine mutated to basically the current existing mutation. So we believe eventually in the annual booster shots.
Okay. Kirill Dmitriev, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.